I entered the seminary. And prior to that, I was an HVAC technician and in the military. By now, I should have been retired twice over and doing some type of job just to keep myself from getting into trouble. Because if anyone knows me, it's easy for me to get into trouble. And that brings us now to my story. I dropped all of that to become a priest, now for 9 years. And we now know, or maybe better put, God has entered into me 9 years ago to become a priest. And when I became a priest, something wonderful happened to me. I didn't care about my past, but what I truly had to fall in love with before becoming a priest is why this weekend, the trifecta weekend of Holy Trinity, Corpus Christi, these last 3 Sundays, this is the trifecta that our Lord wants to enter into our lives. And because I truly feel that each and every time we are here on this altar, and I know you have never heard this from me, and this might be something new, that I truly believe that our Lord is present on this altar, His very body, blood, soul, and divinity becomes part of us, becomes part of our daily lives and all that we do. And that's where we place our hope, is in our Lord. I entered into that when I truly start re-accepting our Lord. And that's what gave me the courage to go and answer His call. A call that confused me. But each and every one of us is called. Not all of us is called to the priesthood. But our Lord calls us, nevertheless, to Himself, to something greater, to go out and proclaim His gospel. If you would have told me 18 years ago, or we'll go 20 just to make really sure, that I would be up here preaching before a congregation, I would have looked at you and said, you're crazy. Because if you know me, and this is not a weakness per se, but our Lord has made my weakness now a strength. I don't like public speaking, but the Lord gave me that strength to preach and proclaim through His very gift and me trusting and falling in love with Him and accepting His very body, blood, soul, and divinity into my very heart, into my very life. And that's where we enter into salvation history. All these readings, Melchizedek, who gave the priest, an unknown priest, if you will, from the line of Melchizedek, is where Jesus is called from, through His kingship with King David, because He's a relative of King David, through Joseph. When we allow ourselves to enter into that salvation history, we don't get lost. It's not Jesus died for us. He died for all of us. He died for you. He died for me. And we can say that because our Lord wants us to enter into His very passion, His very body, blood, soul, and divinity becomes that hope for us. His very death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven is our paschal mystery, our kerygma, our, where we place our faith. Because if we place it in anything else, it's not Christ. It's not our sign of hope that gives us strength, because we know that this world cannot provide for us. If we go after our own vices, our own sins, they're not going to fulfill our heart. They're not going to give us that hope. They're not going to give us that joy that we are seeking. But when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, He fulfills us. He fulfills our needs. Sometimes it's not the way that we think. Lord, take this cross from me. You might have to get up on that cross with our Lord and suffer with Him. That suffering is redemptive, and He gives us that hope. He's not going to change what's taking place, but rather, He gives us hope. He gives us that sign, be with me. Let this peace rest in your heart. But we allow